It's that time again, my friends. It's that special time when I'm getting ready to do a music release. And so soon there will be a whole bunch of Your Daily Lex episodes about the songs on the upcoming album from Liam and Lex. Our fourth album. Can you believe it? Some people don't do four albums in a lifetime. And Liam and I have done four in 4.5 years or so. So very excited about it and excited to share those songs with you because we are, as always, ridiculous.
Your Daily Lex.
Thanks to those of you who reached out, who were like, hey, I hope you're feeling okay. How's your arm? Feels insane. I don't like it. And I can't start physical therapy until the first week of April, which is annoying. I did order a contraption that my dad encouraged me to get that looks like a homemade torture device. So that'll be fun. It hangs over a door and then you put your head in it and look like an idiot. And apparently that helps your neck vertebrae separate or something. I don't know. Hopefully not completely separate because that sounds like it would be very painful. But yeah, excited, of course, for the new album. And it's been, you know, interestingly and unsurprisingly, I guess, Liam becomes more of a perfectionist over time as he also becomes more talented. And he was pretty talented to begin with, but you know, he's wrestled with this album more in some ways because all the instruments are real. It used to be that like the keyboard based instruments were real. Then he added the bass, and then a little bit of guitar, but now everything is real. There's lots of saxophone and guitar and bass and keys and at least one song, maybe just exactly one song with real drums too. So that was fun learning us together how to record the drums. And we used as many microphones as we could find in the house to mic those drums properly, but a lot of fun. And we're getting much better over time at mixing and mastering. And it's a hoot, and I'll keep doing it with him as long as he wants. It was funny, though, because Lauren was listening to some of the songs or samples of some of the songs or whatever, and was expressing, the next album you guys got to work on what you write the songs about. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we're writing songs about what it makes sense for us to write songs about. Because, he's a kid. And her point was that these are silly topics for songs, which they are. We've got a song. We got two songs about roller coasters. More on that later. We got a song about dinosaurs, bikes, our robot who we created on our first album. Boo Boo Bot makes a couple appearances on this album. And there are many songs about pie, pie PI, pie PIE, pizza pie, etc. And I'm like, well, he was 13 and 14 during this album. And Lauren's like, well, Justin Bieber was 13 and he had baby, baby, baby. Like, I'm not going to write a song for Liam about ooh, girl. I love you so much, but I get it. So I was looking at like Beatles albums and like, what were their songs about? Boy, that's a tricky question. Like, I guess we could write our own song about things happening 8 days a week or meter maids we find attractive or octopuses in their gardens. I don't know. So figuring out what we'll do for the next album, but I'm very excited for this one. 14 tracks a lot of insanity, some pretty funny stuff, some compelling stuff. One song, again, written entirely by Liam, where he did the lyrics and the music. A couple songs where I did the music, so that's fun. And I wrote the concept of the music, and then he did most of the execution because he's far more talented at every instrument than I am. But anyway, that's coming soon, so I hope you're fired up. Are you fired up? You seem like you're fired up. I think that's all I got. We've got 3 days in a row of fiddler rehearsal, so that'll be a hoot. My beard continues to grow, which makes sense. That's how it goes. It's growing more in certain places than others, but I'm not yet grooming it in the sense of like trimming it back because I want it to be longer before I start shaping it more, I think. I feel like it'd be a mistake to do any other trimming yet, but I might have to because like the fact that like there's certain patches at the bottom edges of my cheeks where the hair is longer than everywhere else. Seems weird. I'm hoping everything catches up soon. We'll see. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. More soon.
Lex.